Welcome back to Cindy Palin, Music and Words, Songwriting at Christmas Time. Today, I'd like to share a little bit about what inspires me to write a song. Every song has a backstory, something heard or seen, which then inspires the writer to write. As I read God's Word and listen for His direction, it's usually the Holy Spirit who convicts and inspires me. The lyrics are written in everyday language, but can often be traced to scriptural truth. I was in a meeting last week discussing some recent events and questions about how to move forward. During the meeting, it became evident that many of my church family were hurting. My first response wasn't very empathetic. After all, are we not all hurting due to our global circumstances? At first, I chalked my indifference up to my disconnect as a child, but quickly realized our tendency for disconnect stems from the garden. Were there not doubts and questions in the garden that led man to walk away from God and choose to do their own thing? This breaking away from love itself led to more contention amidst mankind. Was God's response to our indifference the same, or that of mercy and grace?
You came down so close, I thought you would always be near, and you stayed so close.
John 3:16 tells us He cared so much that He sent His only Son, and we know that Son to be Jesus, who was born in a manger in Bethlehem. We celebrate His coming because it marks God's plan for reconciliation, for redemption, to bring that which was far away close again. Well, I was convicted in that meeting. If I was quick to be uncaring with those I was commanded to love, was I actually in love with Christ? I went home determined to spend time with God at the piano and write about all that was stirring in my spirit. My process and first lyric began with the stars, the distance between the God of the universe and me, a little speck on this planet. I was also thinking about the bright light when the angel spoke to the shepherds and the star of the wise men. The next lyric reveals the obvious solution to the distance between man and God. You came down so low. Philippians 2:7 tells us He did not consider equality with God to be grasped, but emptied Himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in human likeness. Whoa, how did that speak to my attitude? And so the next lyric speaks to our human nature, our assumptions, our entitlement in a few simple words. I thought you would always be near. God's faithfulness is announced in the next line. And you stayed so close. What was my response to His attentiveness? But I was the wanderer, I fear. I then insert two classic Christmas song titles to depict the holiness of Christmas and the presence of Christ Himself. But instead, as I sing those titles, it reveals man's propensity for devaluing the sacred, and it slips right through my fingers.
And the silent nights and the holy day slipped right through my fingers, and I'm too far away from you.
The first verse ends with, now I'm too far away from you. I don't want to be too far away from you. The chorus introduces the Holy Spirit, We know that after Jesus died and was resurrected, he ascended to heaven so the Spirit could come and comfort and reveal truth. The Spirit's role is depicted in the chorus as a stirring. As the Spirit stirs, the human spirit has opportunity to hear and
your
turn.
Your beauty is found in your spirit. As you stir and you stir, my lonely heart's longing to hear it. And I turn and I turn.
We know the Bible tells us God's love is relentless. We know Jesus is praying at the right hand of the Father for us, even now. And we know the Holy Spirit is here on earth and indwelling in us to convict us and keep us in love and unified. The first line of the second verse stems from the first line of the first verse in the reaffirmation of how far God has come to love me. Even though Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, he still pursues us through the Holy Spirit. The second verse reminds us of God's invitation to draw near. God is faithful to stay close, but we must draw near.
It's so faithful to come down so close and ask if I too will draw near, and you stay so close inside my surrendering.
The verse continues to explain this nearness is through surrendering tears, and I am reminded of Christ in a different garden and his tears when he said, "Not my will, but yours be done," in Luke 22:42. As we surrender each and every day, we can recognize our nature to wander from God and others. Instead, we can press into him and learn how to work together in God's family. The silent nights and holy days become all that we live for. Our purpose and meaning is made perfect through the Christmas story.
And your silent nights and holy days mark all that I live for.
Our prayer then, as the chorus returns, is that we will always listen to the stirring of the Spirit and grow in his love and our love towards others. This particular song may be considered what you might call a testimonial, something that is sung by a few, but meant to be spiritually adopted by the hearts of many. I have entitled it My Christmas Waltz because I was delighted to discover I had written it in 3/4 time. Although I didn't set out to write a waltz, the idea of dancing together again underlines the importance of relationship. As God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together, so must we.
I know how far you've come, for my heart and your love is so faithful to come down so close and ask if I too will draw.
So the backstory was the foundation for a lesson in love, realized through the Christmas story and practice today. As the Spirit stirs, may we continue to hear and turn. May we continue to care for one another. Merry Christmas to all. If you've enjoyed this content and you want to become a regular listener, you may subscribe on your podcast player. You may also tune in simply by visiting me at www.newcindypalin.com under my podcast tab. If you would like to become a regular supporter, you can do so simply by visiting my website and my shop page. This is Cindy Palin, Music and Words on Anchor FM by Spotify.